My guest at this time is Marita Noon. She is the Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great, as well as its allied educational organization, the Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. She is also a columnist for townhall.com. She joins me today to bring us up to date on a major international conference that took place last month in Warsaw, Poland, dealing with climate change. And to say the least, it did not go the way the Obama administration had hoped. Instead, it seems that many industrialized nations, most prominently Australia, Japan, and Canada, are tired of paying a lot of money in hopes of getting the third world to reduce carbon emissions, and they're seeing economic damage as a result of this as well. And Marita, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure. It's a treat to be with you.
What was the goal, at least of our administration, at this Warsaw conference?
Well, the Obama administration has historically signed on to the entire man-made climate change disaster narrative. And Todd Stern, who was the chief U.S. negotiator at the conference in Warsaw last month in November, did ultimately agree to what is called the International Mechanism for Loss and Damage, which is a formula through which the industrialized world transfers money to the developing world.
Marita, it seems from the report that you have on this conference, as well as other things we've seen, is that more and more countries have decided that these huge tabs designed to combat climate change just aren't worth it. There's a new, more conservative government in Australia that's no longer on board with this. The Japanese are having their own energy issues with the literal meltdown of their nuclear program, so they're not meeting reductions in climate, those estimates. Canada doesn't seem to be on board anymore, and the British are getting wobbly. So who's left besides us?
Well, there's of the major developed world, there's just the United States and the European Union at this point. And Britain is talking about pulling out of the European Union's climate change agreements because they disagree with them. So we are really seeing a large falling apart of this entire process. In fact, Susan Smith with the World Wildlife Fund has called the entire conference a farce because they didn't accomplish what they had hoped to accomplish. And they went into this thinking that there was going to be so-called money on the table. And as she reported, what they found when they got there was exactly the opposite.
Marita, it's probably a combination of both, but what do you think is the driving factor between the loss of the impetus behind this climate change combat movement? Is it about countries that have poured a lot of money into this and have not seen the economic results that they wanted to, or are some becoming more skeptical about the science as well?
Well, I think it's certainly both of those, and add to that a third factor, and that is that the developed countries are all in economic trouble themselves, and they just don't have the billions to pour into this. The world is supposed to be sending $1 billion a year to the developing countries and by 2020, and that's just not going to happen.
Marita, it's always been said by those who are skeptical of the climate change movement that even as long as folks like China and India are not on board, even if there was something the rest of the nations could do, it wouldn't have that much of an effect because those industrialized countries are really cranking out the so-called greenhouse gases. With more and more countries now deciding they don't want to be part of this, how do those that are left in this coalition try to make the case that their efforts combined can do any good?
Yeah, and that's a difficulty about the whole thing. And they've been working on this for 20 years now since the Kyoto Protocol was signed in Japan, interestingly, since Japan's now backing out of this. But it's been 20 years, and what we've seen in that 20-year time frame, we have seen that the CO2 emissions have continued to rise, but global temperatures have dropped. And or stalled. They've not continued to increase. And in fact, German scientists are currently predicting that we are now heading into a new ice age for the next, I don't recall exactly how many years, but I think it's like the next 100 years, we're looking at heading into a new ice age. But so while CO2 emissions have risen, the economy has gone down, and climate change, the global warming, so-called, has not continued to rise. So the people are seeing that there's really not a connection between CO2 emissions and global temperatures.
We're talking with Marita Noon. She's the executive director of Energy Makes America Great. She's also townhall.com columnist, along with several other hats that she wears. And Marita, you mentioned a couple of things here that I want to get your thoughts on as we close. First of all, you mentioned the fact that a lot of scientists are coming to the conclusion now that we're in a cooling period, and at the same time, the greenhouse gases that they claimed were driving rising temperatures, those are still going up. Despite that fact, do you suspect that someone will try to make the argument that because of whatever actions are being done on the global level, that that's why the temperatures are going down? Or will this simply become a case where the science is too much for them to respond to?
Well, some will always make that case. I mean, many people have made the case about the big typhoon in the Philippines, that that is a result of this. But yet, there were projections for horrible hurricanes this year. And in fact, a number of hurricanes and intensity of hurricanes. This was an extremely, extremely mild hurricane season that we had this year. So making those connections, connecting those dots, is getting harder and harder.
Finally, the climate change agenda, cap and trade specifically, is one of the few things this president hasn't gotten through Congress. I know a lot of it's being done through executive orders and regulatory agencies, yeah, like the EPA and so forth. So how far can they go without congressional authorization in pushing this agenda, which has fewer and fewer partners?
Well, I mean, they can, as we've seen with this president, he can go as far as he wants to, and we hopefully are beginning to see some pushback on questioning the constitutionality of all of these executive orders that are being used to go around Congress, and certainly Congress is not going to ratify any new climate change treaty that might come out of Paris in 2 years, which is the goal of the climate change alarmists.
Fascinating stuff. Marita, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Marita Noon, Executive Director of Energy Makes America Great, as well as the allied educational organization Citizens Alliance for Responsible Energy. She's a townhall.com columnist and is a regular contributor to the Energy Tribune. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.